The Senate Finance Committee voted this week not to renew the contract with the jail's private operator, Corrections Corporation of America, and to close the Dawson State Jail at the end of August. Dawson holds about 2,200 nonviolent men and women offenders. Senator West says a drop in the state's prison population lessens the need for privately run jails, but he says the biggest motivation for closing Dawson are the persistent reports that inmates have become ill and in some cases died because they lacked proper medical treatment. West says the most heart-wrenching case involved a four-day-old baby.
I don't think the general public knows that a four-day-old baby born to an incarcerated mother died there in a toilet.
In a written statement Wednesday, Corrections Corporation of America says it has a contract with the University of Texas Medical Branch to provide health services at Dawson. The company says it's not the health care services provider, though it takes its role in providing access to care very seriously. It angers Senator West that the jail operator seems to be blaming UT Medical Branch for the deaths of the baby and several female inmates.
To have a baby die with no medical personnel present and then turn around and say, well, it's not my fault. To me, that's not a good answer. When, in fact, under your contract, you're supposed to coordinate at least medical care for the people that are in your custody.
Corrections Corporation of America says it's disappointed with the committee vote not to renew the two-year, $43 million contract to operate the Dawson State Jail. The measure must still be approved by the legislature, but West doesn't think that will be a problem. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.